Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief by connecting to your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time and 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. I've been traveling around the globe sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by Nassim Haramein. This has provided me with so many opportunities to meet really amazing visionaries, authors, speakers, magicians, energy movers. And it is my pleasure to share an expansive way to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. I met my guest today, Mark Kettenbach, over, I think, about 4 years ago at a seminar in Philadelphia. And we were both really into the quantum shifting. And since then, we have been sharing insights and boosting each other to grow to new heights, sometimes pushing each other off the ledge. Mark Kettenbach is an energetic person who is focused on results. He is a martial artist of 32 years of experience, a certified Yuen Method practitioner, NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix transformation trainer, and he's also the co-founder of N2H, Nice to Have, and Boosting Intention Format. He is a co-author of the book, Boosting Intentions, and is the first person to bring Dr. Cam Yuen to Germany. And Mark is a New Age shaman. His style is like a stand-up comedian, which is why I love hanging out with him. He is fun, and he has a unique way of sharing information with people with the ideas of reality steering, and he wants each and every one of us to find our passion in life. He's back by popular demand today. Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Mark.
Hello, Colette.
Well, hi.
Thank you very much for that big introduction. I feel my ego already growing.
Well, I'm sure we can.
Something has to grow at least, right?
Well, you know, it's funny because your reality is a matter of your thoughts, and you know, you're either consciously, or even if you're not aware of it on a conscious level, you're on a subconscious thought. Either way, you steer your reality.
That is so true.
Yeah, and whether you, it doesn't matter if you realize it or not, you're still steering it, right?
That is true. A lot of people don't know that what they're consciously thinking during the day is not more than 5% of their time. Most of the time, people run on autopilot, meaning that their subconscious is steering them. So it's very important to have a way of coping with that and to look into the subconscious to see what kind of beliefs are running there and are these beliefs helpful wherever this person wants to go. Because they steer reality 24/7. There's no way around it. It's just about, are you going the direction you want to, or are you going somewhere you don't even know that you don't want to and still going to?
That's the least fun of all.
That is true. So true.
So what you're saying is it's a great idea to become an expert at steering your reality, whether you're aware, you know, become aware of it.
That's true. Because we all do. See, a lot of people think about, well, is that something I might be learning, or should that be something I want? Or the matter of fact is, we all do steer reality, and we do that 24/7. So you cannot not steer it. That's the big thing. So it's better to know how it's been done and how it's been done properly, so you can use it for achieving whatever a person wants to achieve in his life.
So you want to be the Lord of your things.
That's what it is. Lord of things. Yeah, I love that.
My dad, Maurice, he used to say, you know, shifter, get off the pot. Something like that. He was an entrepreneur and he, you know, he'd get a tad impatient at times if people didn't do things like quickly. And, you know, I just was curious as to, I've never really asked you this. When was it that you came to the realization that you could steer reality?
Well, I read a lot of books about it, and this guy, this Russian guy called Vadim Seeland, he has something out. It's called in German transurfing, and I think for the U.S. market they called it reality surfing. And I read his books. He has 6 books out, and then he brought out something where he puts them all together, and now he has some stuff out for eating habits and stuff like that. But when I was reading this, I heard a lot about it, and I heard a lot about the law of attraction and all that. But it really clicked for me, and it really fitted all together when I was last year in Peru, spending some really quality time with the shaman there, Don Agustin Rivas Vasquez, for the people who heard stuff like that, and was drinking ayahuasca too. And this kind of like opened up my mind a lot, and it shifted in terms of just knowing something by thoughts and by reading, or have experienced something where you really get a feeling knowledge. So it's something you can't describe by words, but you have a feeling for it, and you just know how that's what it is. And that really brought me into the whole thing to put more emphasis on reality steering, because it's the most important tool. See, according to my opinion, all energetic work, like the UN method, matrix, whatever you want to call it, is very important, because you can shift stuff which is in your way. You can shift energetic weaknesses. But all that will not do you any good if you not get to be the Lord of your things, meaning that during the day, while you are thinking, while your emotions pop up, if you don't know how to control all that and steer it in the right direction. Because a method is only a tool you can use. Like, you have a toolbox to fix some sort of table or whatever, but you can't fix the whole day, right? You're still living in between. And that's where a lot of stuff, and I've seen this, I went to a lot of seminars and looked at people who are very good in what they teach and what they do. And once they get off the stage, they kind of are grumpy and they bitch about stuff. And what they do is they go in resonance with that, and they attract more stuff where they can bitch about and be grumpy about it. So then they have to correct it again, right? So it's a good
well,
idea.
That keeps everybody in those work.
Yeah, they create more and more work so they can correct again. But to me, it's like, I want to correct stuff, and I want to make sure that 24/7, I get more and more and more closer to thoughts and feelings where I want to go. Okay, well, let's call them emotions, to where I want to go.
And you know what you're saying is like, what? Yeah, I mean, it's this is the reality. Every single thought counts.
That's what it is.
Every one. And so many people are unaware of how much misinformation there is out there, and, you know, getting triggered by that all the time, you know. Yeah. And the number one misinformation is that we don't create our own reality and we don't steer it.
That is so true.
You know, and that makes it that, you know, life is a lot more fun. A lot of people will resist that idea at first, because they'll be like, I don't want to steer my own reality. I want someone else to do it for me. You know, you're always better off taking charge of your own life and steering things, you know, so that it's a win for you, and it's a win for the people around you and for the whole universe. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and we're going to take a quick intermission. And when we return, we're going to open the phone lines and steer some more reality your way to make some more shift happen. 1-800-930-2819.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit fightbackforacure.org. Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
I wanna go to bed with arms around me.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. And my guest today is reality steering shaman Mark Kettenbach. And we are going to open we are going to open the phone line soon. So if you have a problem with things, call in to experience the instant relief. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. And we do already have one caller. Just hang on for a minute here. We just want to, before I open the phone lines, I just want to make sure that everyone has your contact information, Mark. Can you share that with us, please?
Yeah, sure. You can get me on www.markkettenbach.com. The website is also in English. There's, I think on the upper right is a British flag. You hit it and it will be in English.
And, Canadian flag.
Not a Canadian flag. Oh, we're working on that. We're also doing in Canadian and in the US. Plus, I have to tell you that the book is coming out in English also.
Awesome. So
Uli, a friend and my business partner, and I were writing, we wrote a book actually called Boosting Intentions. It's about how you can boost up intentions, make them stronger, so you get your stuff faster and quicker to what you want. And the good thing about the whole thing is that you can use it, and it doesn't matter what modality you're trained in. After that, you can always boost it. So it's a good tool, people love it. And the book comes out on December 1st on Kindle. A Kindle version will put up. And the secret is that day you can purchase it for 99¢ instead of $9 or something. So anybody's listening and wants that, send me an email to info@markettenbach.com, and we'll make sure you get the buy ad for 99 cents.
Awesome. That's really cool. So I know a lot of people have been waiting, and when, you know, they've been emailing, when's the book out?
Yep.
And so it takes some time sometimes to do an interpretation of a book, especially when it's an energy book, because there's a certain rhythm to the words. And, you know, I've read your book, and I was fortunate to get an early preview of it. And, you know, as you're reading that book, it has a rhythm to it. And you're it's almost like you're self-correcting as you read it. It's really cool. So,
yeah, that's,
you know,
oh, great yeah. that you're feeling that. Well, because we said Uli going to write it because he has a nice style of writing and we will always chat in about. And then he was writing again. And I was correcting every word. I went through everything energetically and corrected. So that was our intention, actually, that if people read it, they already get corrected by reading the book. And plus, they get motivated in order to use it. And in German, it pretty much went this way. A lot of people who read it are really using it on a daily basis, which is very good.
Oh, yeah. I use it to boost my shifts all the time, too. And the thing is that, you know, when you're every word has energy, every single word. So every single word kind of steers the reality, too.
That's true.
You know, and I'm also really, really pumped to announce, you know, our collaboration, because Mark and I have been talking about doing a series of seminars together for a couple of years now. And and in 2014, we've actually set dates.
Yeah, there he is. You want me to announce it, or are you going to announce it?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to tell you, it's 3 days, 2 coaches, 1 truth. It is fun when shift happens, and Mark will share the dates with you.
Yeah, the first one will be in May 2014. From the 9th to the 11th of May, we'll be in Karlsruhe, Germany. And from the 16th until the 18th of May, we'll be in Toronto. Always a day before that, there'll be a free lecture about what we'll be doing. And then we'll head to Vancouver from the 12th until the 14th of September 2014. We'll be in Vancouver, Colette and I. And 2 weeks later, from the 26th to the 28th of September, we'll be in Karlsruhe. So it's May and September. One more time, the dates for Canada, 16th to 18th of May, Toronto, 12th until the 14th September, Vancouver.
Cool. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. We'll have more details to follow. We're going to open the phone lines now. We've had someone patiently waiting on the phone. If you have an issue, if you have something that's bothering you, feel free to connect with us. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Do we have Robert here?
Yes, Robert is on the line.
Hi, Robert. This is Colette. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, good morning, and guten Abend to Mark.
Guten Abend. Sprichst du Deutsch?
Oh.
a little bit, yeah.
He speaks a little bit German. That's cool.
You too. Yeah.
That is
thank you for
cool.
taking my call.
What can we do for you, Robert?
I have a pain in my left leg. It's going from the hip down the side in front of the leg. And I've been having it for 1 month, and it's much stronger at night. It's either medications or no sleep, and that bothers me. If you can advise
on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like the worst, how much is it bothering you right now?
Right now, it's about 3.
Mm-hmm. And at night?
But at night, it's 6, 7 and up.
Okay, and what happened a month ago?
A month ago, I was coming back from Europe, long flight, about 12 hours.
And where were you coming from?
I was coming from Russia.
Okay, all right. So there's just how did you enjoy Russia?
Well, I used to live there.
Pardon me?
So periodically I go there, but this time and every time it's a long flight, obviously, Russia and the Ukraine. And this time somehow it happened, it was excruciating at the beginning. Now, like I said, during the daytime it's tolerable, but at night still for months I have to take medications or I cannot sleep, and I had never taken medications. I would say literally never, especially painkillers.
Okay, so first and foremost, let's get you really strong that if you take those painkillers, that you're going to get 100% benefit from them, infinite potential from them, and that anything that would not be benefiting you from those painkillers, just spin that out to the black holes. So you're not bothered. If you take them, that's fine. If you don't take them, that's fine. And Mark, what are you picking up?
Well, did I get it right that you were born in the Ukraine and you moved to Canada? Is that what it is?
I moved to Los Angeles. I lived here for about 30 years.
Okay. But originally you're from the Ukraine, right?
Yes, from Kiev.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the main weakness I get is you turned your back to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting as a weakness, that the collective consciousness there is like rejecting you every time you get there. It gets triggered again once you get back here over to the States or to Canada. And I get also turning back triggers the emotion of guilt. And guilt is stored in your body. I can feel a weak spot in the front head, testicles, backside of the legs, and your backbone itself. So I'm going to make you strong to that guilt, delete it down to 0 minus infinity, and do a reset. Plus put all the turning back parts down to 0 minus infinity, and wipe it off all in the past or past lives too. And we'll set off the connection to the intermediate and long distant future. And let's see. Okay,
it's
how about
also,
now?
It's also coming up from his ancestors also. Like not just from you. It's like, I just keep seeing like the ground there soaked in blood. Is what it's coming up as. So it just strengthens you to let go of all of their stuff also.
So if you move your leg, how does it feel now?
Yeah, I'm walking now, and it's a distant, more distant than before feeling when I'm walking.
But it hurts less?
It's a light feeling or sensation in my left leg when I'm walking. Because when I'm sitting, when I'm at rest, it's fine. When I'm walking, it's a distant sensation, like I said. But as soon as I go to bed to sleep, it's
okay, how is it right
like
now?
I said before, it's either meds or
how is
I'm
it right now?
Struggling the whole night because I'm trying to avoid meds, avoid medications, but at the same time, I cannot sleep. So that's
how is it right now?
What's that?
How is it right now?
Right now, how is it?
Right now, it's I'm walking, and like I said, it's a light, light sensation, and that's all.
Okay. And I'm also picking up a weakness here for sitting still, like when you go to bed at night, trying to relax yourself out of the pain. So we're just going to strengthen you to let that go, that you're not going to relax your body, and it's coming from the back to the front. So strengthening that your body would meet the pressure of the mattress, any surface that you're on, or when you're sitting, the back of the chair is what's coming up. That's coming up. What else, Mark?
I get once you lay down and the bed gets warmer, that triggers that blood, that you're leaking blood, which also is an experience in the past. You've been stabbed in the back and you have been stabbing other people in the back. Let's remove all that experience also from your ancestors stabbing people and get stabbed by people. Put away all the karma and the triggers at night once you lay down. So how about now? You said it's about a 6 or 7. So where is it at now?
Well, right now it may be one. It may be
okay.
One. And obviously the test would be at night.
Yeah.
When they go to bed, it's. It's one, maybe even less.
When you think about going to bed now, going to sleep, does it feel the same or different?
It's unpleasant anticipation, so to speak.
Okay, so we have to go for a quick intermission here. This is Colette Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with my guest, Lord of the Things, Mark Kettenbach. You can call in, and if something's bothering you, 1-800-930-2819. We'll check in back with you after the break, Robert. Let's make some more shift happen.
Desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen and my guest today, Lord of the Things, Mark Kettenbach. We are taking calls. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. But before we continue with that, I just want you to share your contact information with everybody one more time, Mark, just to make sure they have it.
Yeah, you can get me on the web under markkettenbach.com, Mark with a C, Kettenbach, K-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H, or on Facebook under the same name. Yeah, and it's in English as well. You can click it. Also, by the way, with the new book, we have a free download on the website of the first 66 pages. I'm not sure if it's up in English yet, but we'll have it before it's coming out December 1st.
Cool. And that's your book, Boosting Intentions.
That's
what is
true.
And if they want that special link, what was the email to catch you on?
Yeah, okay. They can email me at info@, and again, one word, Mark, M-A-R-C, Kettenbach, K-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H.com.
Awesome. So, Robert, are you still there?
Yes, he's here.
Hey, Robert, yeah. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so, you know, over the break here, I was just like really picking up some energy, a weakness around the word anticipation. And so let's just strengthen you. And it's just coming up like anticipating problems, anticipating trouble when you go to bed. So let's just strengthen you that instead maybe let's get you strong to anticipating great things happening in bed. Martin, are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm going to even out all the sides, left to right, right to left, front to back, and all that to get the structure going, make it strong. And then get rid of his thinking. He's very, very much into thinking that bad stuff can happen, how it will be later on, the mind sabotage that gets that out of the body.
And it's like a reaction to the emotion of feeling pain. So it just strengthens the sensations that you're feeling, that you just get strong to them so that the sensations that run through your body aren't attached to an emotion. You go with your feeling instead, just put it on automatic, that automatically you're just going to delete those thoughts down to zero, negative, infinity. And it's a lot of accumulations of these thoughts coming in from your culture and from, you know, from the country itself, actually, like from the soil. And so we just strengthen you to everything that's beautiful about Russia and then everything that's beautiful about United States.
Ukraine.
Going back and forth to that, you know, that the soil is clean is what's coming up. Mark?
Yeah, that's. I think that's basically about it. Maybe you can also make him strong to being in heights and kind of like being in an airplane over 2,000 feet kind of weakens him. Take this off so the flying part does not trigger anything. And being at one place and being hooked, like you have a seat belt that triggers being caught up somewhere, held for something. And we get rid of all that. The experiences also from your ancestors being tied up or something. I'll make this all neutral.
And there's just one last shift here that I wanted to be, you know, is that when you're something that you can do constructive is, you know, before you get on a plane, like once you're on the plane, a lot of times people will kind of slump into the seat and really relax themselves, you know, try and relax themselves. And what you want to do is put some tension in your buttocks so that you're, and feel your spine when you're, so that you have that perfect tension in your body so that you're not going to be relaxing and causing all your organs kind of are like, I'm just getting like drooping kind of, you know, like sinking down. So we just strengthen you to that. And before you go to sleep, the same thing. And then clearer, there's like a cloud above your bed. We're just going to strengthen that your subconscious, non-conscious and conscious mind, that you could just lift that dark cloud and just allow it to go up and through the ceiling and dissipate wherever it needs to go. Cool. And Robert, how are you feeling right now?
Right now, I believe it's fine.
Good.
I believe it's fine. Yeah, I'm walking now. It's fine. And thinking about going to bed, it's my feeling it's going to be fine.
Good.
Okay, good.
So you feel free to email me at info@thetruthisfunny.com and let me know how you're doing. When after you sleep, we'll know.
And I appreciate that. And I thank you so much for your time, both of you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Very welcome. Thank you. Thank you for phoning
thank
in.
You. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And we'll get rid of the believing weakness. Like he has believing, he's getting weak, right? So let's get off it. You don't have to believe it or buy into it. You just have to observe it and feel it. That's all it is.
I'm just getting to tell this quick story about, like, it's kind of funny because I was out at the Spring Festival of Awareness here in, a few years in a row in Naramata, BC. And I had at a demo 2 years ago, I had a client, someone came up for the demo and we worked on her dad. He was in palliative care 3 days. Mm-hmm. You know, he was expected to pass, like, you know, he's full of cancer. And so she, we worked on him letting go of his mind and just letting go of all the thoughts of it. He's, you know, in his 80s. Okay. And, and then a year later, I come back to Naramata and this woman is there and she said, oh, my dad's still alive.
Oh, great.
And they didn't know what to do with him because he was in palliative care and he's full of cancer. But, you know, he kind of forgot. After I worked on him, he forgot that he had cancer. and they'd say, Dad, we got to go and have this test or that test done. And he'd say, why? And they'd say, well, because you have cancer. And he'd say, I do? Are you sure? I feel great.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, it's like that, you know, if you give into those beliefs, you know, limiting beliefs, you know, tell us some more about that, Mark.
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting story, because I have a lot of patients coming in, and their main problem is not their disease. And by the way, this disease, right, was kind of like found by the doctor. Most of the people coming in, they feel fine. They just went there and then they got told how sick they are, and then they buy into it, and then that actually makes them sick a lot. So if you take off the weaknesses of the misinformation, misinterpretation, and all of that, all of a sudden the body is fine with it and gets rid of it. That's what my experience is, kind of.
Yeah, and what was really cool too is, like, this man also, he would, they'd say, well, you know, he was feeling better, right? So do you want to go to an art gallery, Dad? And he's like, I don't go to art galleries. And then he's like, well, maybe I do. And so he's a lot more fun to be around, and, you know, he's enjoying life more fully. And this is what you were mentioning about, you know, diagnosis. You know, it is an important thing, because when you're told to take something seriously, what happens is the more serious it gets. And, you know, so you want to be in a place where the clients that I love getting are the ones that don't believe in this, that this is not, you know, there's no way that any of this can happen. If they don't have any beliefs, yeah. So they don't have any expectations. And so we want to allow ourselves to expect to get better, but let go of expectations why, you know, in the past maybe we weren't able to, and why, you know, letting go of all of that. This is Colette Stephan with The Truth is Funny, and it's been a pleasure to connect with you, Robert, and thank you for calling in. And when we come back from the break, Mark and I are going to talk about for the shift of the week. We're just going to tune into all the people that will be listening in before and after, and just, you know, pick up what the leading weakness is for people at this time. We're moving into the holiday season. There's generally, you know, some people are having quite a bit of sadness around that. I just wanted, you know, to get you, Mark, to share the dates of our upcoming seminars in 2014 one more time.
Yeah, great, I will. In 2014, we'll be in Karlsruhe, Germany, from May 9th to the 11th, from the 9th to the 11th, and we'll be in Toronto from the 16th to the 18th of May. Also, we'll be in Vancouver from the 12th until the 14th of September 2014, and back in Germany in Karlsruhe from the 26th to the 28th of September. A day before, we'll have always a free lecture. We'll put everything on Facebook and into the web, in the next 4 to 5 weeks. Everything will be up and people can check it out.
That's cool.
And probably we'll have an early bird. So for people who register early, they get a discount.
Yes, absolutely. We'll do that for sure. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's always fun to, you know, make shift happen.
That's true. That's the truth. It's fun.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom, with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world, with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
This is Colette Stephan with The Truth Is Funny, and it was a pleasure to connect with you, Robert, and I have Mark Kettenbach here with you, and what we're going to do now is we're just going to tune into, you know, like the collective influence here, the collective consciousness, and for the shift of the week, and just see what, you know, weaknesses are out there. Quite often there'll be general weaknesses. We're moving into the holiday season. Quite often there's a few weaknesses around that. Mark, what are you picking up?
Okay, if I put all the listeners together, I would say the number one weakness is the parents and not fulfilled expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And the preview of having to face the parents again and feeling some sort of a disappointment in some way. Let's take it off and down to zero minus infinity and make them see the good part in it and that they develop their own kind of way of living, and also correct their parents in order to see their children not as, like, a lot of parents have the tendency to still see a little child, even though the person is grown up now. Let's correct their perception about it.
Well, you're making me laugh because, you know, if I talk to Leroy Maloof, you know, and he's 81 now, 82.
I know.
He
I
still
know.
Talks about his children.
Yeah, right. They're like 50 or something. 58 or something.
Well, I think the youngest one's 50.
Oh, okay.
So, and he's got six or so.
And him and I got sick again.
Him and I laugh about that. You know, and I have daughters, and you know, it's kind of like when it comes to parents, when it comes to your children, a lot of times our brains fall out of our head. which could be a good thing if you let, you know, you take all the sabotage in the mind, because the leading weakness for children is a mother's worry. And, you know, there's a lot of tension around the holiday season, everybody wanting to make it perfect. And, you know, and there's like the odds are pretty loaded against a perfect day, you know, that nothing bad happens whatsoever.
According to reality theory and the law of resonance, the more you want to avoid a bad day, the faster you get it.
Oh, so absolutely.
People should realize, think about about a black elephant, and you can, right? So if you want to have not a bad thing on Christmas, you must think about a good Christmas. Think about something you'll like about Christmas. Think about something will be great and not what you wanted to avoid, because at the end, You just give energy to the thing you want to avoid.
Yeah, I get a lot of women at this time of year connect with me, and a lot of times it falls more like on the woman, you know, that, you know, we're somehow it's expected that we just automatically love to shop and we love to decorate and we love to cook.
And, oh, the shopping part, you're not going to get out of that one, I'm telling you.
But it's funny because, you know, as you know, I've been renovating my house and the kitchen finally got done. And, you know, the contractor and everybody, all the tradespeople were really kind of triggered by the fact that I still hadn't plugged in my stove. But when I said to them, well, it's just there for show, they thought I was joking.
Okay.
But, you know, I use it the odd time, but, you know, I eat. You know, I don't make big meals for myself. And so it's kind of funny. A lot of the women will, I watch this, they feel that they have to have everything perfect. And, you know, just like what you were saying, the more you want things to be perfect, you know, and you think they're not going to be, and you start thinking about, well, last year this happened, so I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen this year. You don't want to go that route. What I tell women, you know, like, you know, whoever's, if you're comfortable in your own body, if you're at home in your own body, then you can be at home anywhere. And so we just strengthen that for everybody, that it doesn't matter where the holidays are, who you're with, who you're not with, because there's many, many people at this time of year that it's not such a happy time because maybe they just lost a loved one or, you know, divorce, whatever, you know, lots of things can happen. And so we just want to, you know, shift happens. So we want to strengthen that for everybody, that no matter what, that you could remain centered and stable and balanced. And, you know, kind of get into the joy and the magic of it rather than focusing on the list, you know, the list of things that have to be done. Because, you know, the list of what, you know, on top of, you know, we're moving into a very, very fast time now. The earth is expanding and accelerating. And, you know, we want to be strong to standing on the earth, 100% infinite potential, that we are able to handle the speed that the earth is traveling at, and that the earth is in sync with us at the speed we're traveling with. So when we get all this extra stuff to do at Christmas and, you know, Hanukkah, New Year's, you know, it starts with Halloween and it keeps going through the entire fall, right? And so we just want to get everybody strong to that. You know, the extra stuff is what's coming up for me, like having extra stuff to do so we could also say, let's make that, you know, extra special, and also a little bit more evenness. Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
That's true. I would like also to correct the time, because time seems to accelerate if it comes closer and closer to Christmas. So let's stretch that time. So like 1 second feels like 3 seconds, 1 minute feels like 3 minutes, and 1 hour feels like 3 hours. So people,
except
actually
for if you've got little kids, you don't have little kids. Like when you tell them that they get to open those presents on Christmas Eve, let's speed that day up.
Yeah.
Is it dark yet? Is it dark yet? Is it dark yet?
No, I'm talking about the time before, right? From, let's say, December 1st until the 23rd. I'm not going to torture any woman here or any mother. Even that would be fun, no? A little bit. Right? No, it won't. Okay. Get down to zero margin for you.
Yeah, it's really funny because, you know, we just want to strengthen that for everybody, you know, that you can enjoy the day and that you can have an evenness to that, that, you know, you don't have to take, you know, just like you wouldn't take dis-ease of the physical body seriously, you don't want to take Christmas seriously.
No, not at all.
That kind of takes the fun out of it, you know? And, you know, I remember one time because December is quite loaded for me. I have, my birthday's actually December 1st. And I just wanted to mention that, you know, I have a special recording that's going out for those of you who like my new Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette. It's kind of like a birthday gift for you. It's called Forever Young. I'm just going to do some clearings about, you know, staying young and not buying into this. We got to get old. Crap. That's not true. You know,
you're the living example, Colette. I'm not going to tell out your age, but since I know, I really know that this stuff works. So people should hook up to that call.
Yeah, well, the thing is that there's so many things that can energetically weaken someone. So, you know, around that, because a lot of people around, you know, believe that we actually do have to age, just like they believe we have to eat and we have to do this and we have to do that. The have to's, I've never been that strong to.
That's like a good weakness to have, right?
Yeah. Like, you know, if you know, you want to step into it and enjoy it with the innocence that children do. That's way more fun. You know, and it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And I do have a series of teleconferences out that you can check out on www.thetruthisfunny.com. They're in three different segments. One is to, you know, look great in your finery. And another one is just to clear the underlying weaknesses to the sadness around, you know, Christmas and the holiday season. And, you know, like, the, oh, it's too commercialized. In actual fact, you know, when you look into the history of Christmas, it's always been commercialized. The first trees were used to promote goods at festivals in Germany, yeah. Actually, and well, Latvia. And so we want to just strengthen that for everybody that, you know, you these teleconferences are, you know, you can call in, you can go on one of them, or you can go on all three. And the third one is if you're tired of foul conversation at Christmas dinners.
So, well, that must be a bestseller, right?
Well, in the past, I've had, you know, I've done this at Christmas, and I've had so many people get back to me and say, wow, it was the most smooth Christmas we've ever had. And so that is available on www.thetruthisfunny.com. I want to thank you so much, Mark, for coming on The Truth is Funny. I'm so looking forward to sharing more with you at our seminars, sharing more of you at our seminars, and also have a great trip to Peru. I understand you're leaving quickly here.
Yeah, I'll be leaving Sunday in a week. Thank you very much, Colette.
All right, you have fun. And this is Colette. The Truth is Funny. Until we meet again next Wednesday. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. ¶¶